Today, Be'ezra Hashem, be learning the Vav of Masechet Ksubos. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation in the question of Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos. The Machlekes B'Shami U'B'Shil regarding Tinoikis Shlohigiyas Mana Lirois V'Nisus. A girl younger than 12 years who marries, since she has never had Dam Nida, her period, B'Shami Oimrim Noisin La Arbo Leilis. According to B'Shami, all dam released during Bia, during the first four nights, are considered dam besulim. Ubisila imrim acha tichi hamaka. According to Bisil, they are considered dam besulim until she heals and performs Bia without hoitzas dam. A chasen is pater, exempt from mitzvahs kriya shema, the obligation to recite shema, on the day of nisuin, because he is tarid betir to the mitzvah, his thoughts are occupied and involved with an impending mitzvah. The ho'isik b'mitzvah pater ben mitzvah. And while one is involved with a mitzvah, he is exempt from all other mitzvahs. Avel chayv b'chol ha-mitzvahs ha-murs b'tereh chutz min ha-tefillin. One who is in mourning is obligated to perform all mitzvahs aside for tefillin, since tefillin are considered pe'er, glorious, they're not befitting to an avel who is prohibited to be attired in a pe'er. Davar she'ein miskaven is a permissible act which may inadvertently result in an issur tereh on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits performing such an act, since it may result in an Issur Torah. Rabbi Shimon permits it, because the Issur Torah will come about without intent. However, in the case of Psik Reishe, where the transgression is inevitable, such as severing the head of an animal without intending for it to die, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that he is Chayiv. The Chacham initiated Shushbinin, attendants who observe the Chasen Bekala, to ensure that the Chasen does not dispose of the Dam Besulim and claim a Tainas Besulim, and to ensure that the Kala does not use other dam to substitute for dam besulim and claim to be a besulah.